Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. All right, what we try to do every day, and it's a daunting task, but let's say Dan gets several gold stars today. Boy, talk about a man of the moment. Tom Fitton, you see him on cable a lot, president of Judicial Watch, and somebody who is dogged, this whole organization, at ultimately getting inside the deep state, the bureaucracies, and getting to the truth. And here is a big challenge. Epstein, getting to the bottom of that by demanding the documents involved that the public has a right to see. He also tweeted out something really explosive that we'll get to with him right before coming on with us. Tom joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show. Now, I have to try to penetrate the deep state. My producer and I want to know, what's your workout regimen? What do you do? Because it's working every time we see it on TV. How often are you in the gym?
Not often enough.
Okay. All right, you weren't expecting that. But you've now opened up an investigation on Epstein. What does that mean? What does Judicial Watch do now?
Well, we do what we know how to do, which is to use the Freedom of Information Act to pry loose documents from the government that they don't want you to have. And we've had great success there. We're obviously also doing the basic journalism that others are trying to do as well in terms of figuring out what went on. But if there's one thing we can't do is just rely on the government to tell us the full truth. And so that's why we use this Freedom of Information Act, because it provides a check on the government, provides accountability, and gives you more information the government otherwise would let you have.
And the most recent, I guess, would be Bruce Ohr and the 302s, which are the FBI interrogations that you were able to pry loose?
Yeah, those are declassified documents now, thanks to our litigation, and they show that Bruce Ohr was in constant communication, despite his wife working for the same firm, with the Fusion GPS spy ring that Clinton was running, Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele. Specifically, also the documents show that Steele and Steele was desperate to keep the president out of office, and certainly because they're in the documents, the FBI and Justice Department knew that too. And it was so bad that Bruce Ohr, senior Justice Department official, is using the WhatsApp app to communicate with Steele on behalf of the FBI, who had actually fired Steele because he leaked.
Wow. Just unbelievable. So let me go back to Epstein for a moment.
Sure.
What's, poll yesterday, Tom, and this is disheartening, but I understand why people see this. We put up three choices: suicide, murder, when it was taken yesterday now, or staged death. And we were kind of appalled that staged death beat out suicide. The number one answer was murder. And I could be convinced of that, even though I have absolutely no smoking gun to point to. What do you know so far? What are you looking at in the whole Epstein thing?
Well, the big question is whether it was suicide or murder. I don't know what happened. Certainly, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered about the magical failures in oversight of that jail that led to his death, or so we're being told. We still don't know how he died. We still have questions about why he died in terms of, let's say, he committed suicide. Was, did something happen that allowed him to commit suicide? I can tell you that our concern is also, at least my concern is, why was he there to begin with? I think there's a substantial argument, however unhappy people were, that his prior conviction and the sentence covered the crimes he was being recharged over up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And So, you know, was the prosecution legit? And if it were legit, you know, why wasn't he protected? And, you know, the fact is, he's the most famous prisoner in America, or at least was, and he's dead. And someone in the government needs to answer for this.
Yeah, and one thing I look at, Tom, again, this is what they do, and you guys are so dogged, thank God you're there. It's a lack of urgency. The medical examiner stonewalls or just takes her time forever with something of the highest importance, given who this guy was involved with and how much information he had. And even today, we still don't have a news conference. We don't have anything official. The Washington Examiner reporting today that they were so bereft of the full-time corrections officers, they put teachers in there over the summer. They were the ones patrolling when he allegedly killed himself.
Well, you know, that yes, but they weren't patrolling. So
their credentials.
The reports. And of course, we don't know any of this. You know, we know that there are reports saying that this
yes.
what happened. But that's not, there's a big difference. That's why we asked for the documents.
How long does it take you usually in something like that?
Well, it's a political decision by the government whether they're going to comply with the law or not. And,
right.
You know, in theory, they have 20 days. But, you know, it sometimes can take a year or more. And with a federal lawsuit to get documents. You know, one question we raised in our blog post that we posted today by my colleague Michael Morrison, you know, it was there a crime scene? Was it preserved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did they treat it as a crime scene? Or was it just, oh, there's a body in the room, let's move it out?
Right.
Are the records being reserved, preserved? You know, I think we need to be sure that this is being treated as the crisis it is in terms of, okay, everyone step away from their computers. Don't touch anything. We want to make sure that nothing's being deleted. We'll see. We'll see how that's handled.
We're talking with Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. Prior to this, did Judicial Watch do anything around Epstein? You know, the theories out there now, maybe this guy wasn't such a big financier. Maybe he was, sort of, but maybe he was getting paid a lot of extortion money.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we had asked for documents in 2015, so it's not like we're new to the game here on the travel or the Secret Service records on Bill Clinton's alleged trips on his planes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the interesting response we got back?
What was it?
They couldn't find anything.
So, for listeners who bring up this deep state, you're one of the principal guys on the front line trying to penetrate this. Is there a deep state in Tom Fitton's mind? And if so, how do you define it? What does that mean? Who is it? Is it a cabal or is it just the bureaucratic urges of these people?
Oh, it's in many ways it's a state of mind,
yeah.
But it's also you know, the permanent administrator, it's permanent political appointees, or I shouldn't say appointees. It's the permanent bureaucracy and their interests and how they're advocated and protected. And you have appointees that buy into that thinking, where the institution or the agency comes first, and the will of the people comes second. So in the case of President Trump, you have someone who is challenging the establishments of both political parties. He's elected, and you've got a lot of people in government who don't accept that. So rather than use the powers entrusted them by the American people to do their jobs, they do it to overthrow an elected president.
Hey, Tom Fitton with us. Tom, my producer, Dan, just handed me this from the blog post at Judicial Watch. Here's an explosive question from your colleague. Are the Epstein lawyers complicit in this?
Yeah, we thought it was interesting. They hired their own lawyers. So Epstein's criminal lawyers now have, quote, criminal defense specialists. So, you know, look, the theory is if Epstein truly wanted to commit suicide, you know, how did that happen? Did he pay people off within the prison to allow him space and time and opportunity to do it? And if so, how was that done?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to look at the lawyers. It doesn't mean they, you know, we're not saying they did anything, but, you know, these are the sorts of people that you would be asking questions of.
Also, taken back to Vince Foster, I am kind of the anti-conspiracy guy, and I know you're a careful guy, too. What's your sense at Judicial Watch? What have you done, if anything, over the years around all these people connected to the Clintons who have committed suicide, have died in accidents and things of that nature?
Well, you know, I just linked something the other day because we had gotten materials from the Whitewater Special Counsel on Hillary Clinton's obstruction, potential obstruction charges. And he laid out how they took documents out of Prince Foster's office. So to me, that was evidence of obstruction of a death investigation, because that's what was going on. And, you know, all the names, I've always thought the Clintons have benefited most from the perception that everyone, or all those witnesses or people against them, died. I don't know if they were involved in any of it. I probably think, obviously, they weren't. But, you know, we had Linda Tripp testify in one of our cases, you know, 20 years ago now. And she testified that Monica Lewinsky left one of those lists of Clinton body count lists on her chair. And what did Linda Tripp take that as?
Oh, yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Absolutely. This morning, too, on Twitter, 900,000, Judicial Watch saying there's evidence of 900,000 people here illegally voted in the midterms.
Well, that's my estimate based on an Old Dominion University study that found aliens register to vote in mm-hmm. significant numbers, and a portion of them subsequently vote. And when you extrapolate the numbers to the 2018 turnout, you come up with about 900,000 voters. It's, to me, a matter of non-controversy that you have, when you have 30-plus million aliens here in the United States, a certain number of whom are going to vote. The only question is how many are voting.
Hey, Tom Fenton, you just said 30 million. Well, what do you base that on? Your gut instinct?
Well, I'm talking about lawfully and unlawfully okay. resident aliens. You have many people here who are resident green card holders, you know, have green cards, and they're here permanent residents. And, you know, some of them are registered to vote. In Maryland and Virginia, they told us they had a bunch of names on the voter rolls who were aliens that they had to remove. We're trying to figure out how many of them voted.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a stunning number. So Judicial Watch, the website, Tom, and how people can help out in this important work, what do they do?
It's judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And as you point out, they can support our work directly because we're a charity. Or as importantly, they can learn about the information that we have and share it widely to educate other Americans about the rule of law crisis here in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you very, very much on a big day. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome, Tom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!